If the Ultra Food Store in Highland, Indiana is your grocery store, it won't be there for much longer. The financial troubles that have plagued the chain since it went into bankruptcy in December have now forced the store to close, along with its Kankakee location. Ultra Food has been in Highland, Indiana since 1981. Joseph Pete is the business reporter for the Times of Northwest Indiana.
Unfortunately, the Ultra food stores in Highland and Kankakee, Illinois, are going to close after the bankrupt Central Grocers, their parent company, wasn't able to line up a buyer at auction. The Strachan Van Til had just invested, done multi-million dollar renovations to these stores back in 2015, added sushi bars, added salad bars, expanded the produce departments, expanded the bakeries, added deli sections where they had like 40 more meats and cheeses. They pumped a ton of money into these stores. But then Central Grocers ran into financial woes. It has been trying to sell itself off entirely since December. It ended up where it was able to sell 20 stores to the Indiana Grocery Group, which is led by Jeff Strack and the Strachan Van Til families, former Strachan Van Til CEO Dave Wilkinson, and some other investors. However, they're only putting in a purchase for 20 of the stores. It did not include the Highland Ultra and the Kankakee Ultra, which are now closing for want of a buyer. Central Grocers just requested in court today that they be able to begin liquidation sales and start liquidating all the inventory.
Pete says once the closing sale begins, it could take a few weeks to sell off the inventory. For employees, it is a sad ending with the loss of good union jobs that helped create a good life for many residents here in Northwest Indiana.
Definitely, I'm afraid they're probably going to end up being laid off. I don't know. The Indiana Grocery Group has pledged to maintain the jobs it has at the 20 stores that will stay open, but I don't know if they'll be able to place any of the affected employees here. The Ultra has already laid off close. They had 15 stores. They're going to be down to just the one in Maryville on Broadway. There have been more than 2,000 layoffs this year at various Ultra Food, Strachan Van Til locations that Central Grocers has closed after its creditors pressured it into bankruptcy in May.
You know, it is what it is. You know, we've been knowing about this for a while now. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
What are you going to do?
Well, just what anybody do when you're my age, just look for another job and just go through the process of, you know, filing unemployment and going through trying to hopefully find another job soon. So I just feel bad for the other folks that have been here for 30 plus years that have to start over now, no matter where they go.
Customers are surprised and saddened at the news. Many have been shopping here for years.
I'm disappointed because they have good bargains, you know, and it's a nice store. They just remodeled it like a year or so ago. And yeah, I wish they weren't, but that's the way it goes.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I have Van Til's just across the bridge from me, so I usually go there, Aldi's. But if I'm in the neighborhood here, then I come here.
Why do you like this store?
Why do I like it? Well, it has a nice variety of things. It's on my way home from certain places. And the prices are average. Sometimes they're cheaper.
Did you know this store is closing in a couple weeks?
No. Still, this one is too?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's a shame because I used to go to the one on 165. It's closed. This one's going to close too.
Yeah.
But isn't Strack buying them? And
buying some of them, but not this one.
Not this one. Oh, no. Wow. No, I don't like that it's closing, that's for sure.
In Highland, Indiana, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.